Listening Library presents The Tiger Rising by Kate D. Camillo. Chapter 1. That morning, after he discovered the tiger, Rob went and stood under the Kentucky Star Motel sign and waited for the school bus, just like it was any other day. The Kentucky Star sign was composed of a yellow neon star that rose and fell over a piece of blue neon in the shape of the state of Kentucky. Rob liked the sign. He harbored a dim but abiding notion that it would bring him good luck. Finding the tiger had been luck. He knew that. He had been out in the woods behind the Kentucky Star Motel, way out in the woods, not really looking for anything. Just wandering, hoping that maybe he would get lost or get eaten by a bear and not have to go to school ever again. That's when he saw the old Beauchamp gas station building, all boarded up and tumbling down. Next to it, there was a cage, and inside the cage, unbelievably, there was a tiger, a real-life, very large tiger. Pacing back and forth. He was orange and gold and so bright. It was like staring at the sun itself, angry and trapped in a cage. It was early morning, and it looked like it might rain. It had been raining every day for almost 2 weeks. The sky was gray and the air was thick and still. Fog was hugging the ground. To Rob, it seemed as if the tiger was some magic trick rising out of the mist.